Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got lots to talk about here today. I'm sure you're well aware, last night's Survivor Series, very, very busy weekend. We had the Survivor Series show, we had NXT TakeOver. We got Raw tonight, we got SmackDown tomorrow, and obviously a lot of stuff's going to happen on those shows because last night at Survivor Series, it was a massacre by the Raw side. They won every single match. But wait, you say. They were doing Observer Live yesterday and SmackDown won the tag team match on the pre-show. Yeah, that doesn't count. They flat out told us at the beginning of the show, it doesn't count the match on the pre-show. Apparently, and we don't know why to this day, I guess Team Raw was supposed to win that match as well. And whoever put it together, I don't know if somebody forgot. I don't know what the hell happened, but SmackDown ended up winning. And then when the show went on the air, they had a storyline that Raw had to sweep the show. Raw basically won every match, and they told you that the match that you watched on the two-hour pre-show, that you devoted that time to if you watched it, it didn't count. So, officially, Raw won every single match. Raw won the 5-on-5 women's elimination match win, as in fact I pretty much predicted yesterday on the show, Nia Jax is sole survivor. Nia Jax, the top heel in WWE right now. Nia Jax is going to be facing Ronda Rousey. Nia Jax getting a monster push. Nia Jax's new gimmick, the hashtag Facebreaker. They're going all the way with her. Seth Rollins beat Shinsuke Nakamura. AOP beat The Bar. Buddy Murphy beat Mustafa Ali to retain the Cruiserweight title. Team Raw beat Team SmackDown. Ronda Rousey beat Charlotte Flair via disqualification, at which point Charlotte destroyed Ronda Rousey, laid her out, left her for dead, and the LA crowd in Ronda Rousey's hometown booed her as she was leaving. And in the main event, 18 minutes, 50 seconds, Brock Lesnar beat Daniel Bryan. It was a really good show. There was a lot of great wrestling. What do you think about it? We got that, Enzo Amore, and so much more. Wrestling Observer Live.
Shop Lowe's Memorial Day savings for all the projects popping up on your to-do list. Add a pop of color to your porch or patio with your choice select hanging baskets or planters, 2 for $10. And freshen up your landscape with new mulch and save, because now you can get 5 bags of premium mulch for just $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid 5/23 through 5/30. While supplies last, color and selection vary by location. U.S. only, excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor.
To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience.
Treat yourself this holiday season and get live streaming of ROH on tour events like Honor Reign Supreme.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events. Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Got a lot to get into here today. Fallout from Survivor Series. We got Raw tonight. We got SmackDown on Tuesday. The loser brand lost every single match at Survivor Series. All of those predictions that we did, thinking, well, you know, I guess, like, SmackDown's got to win a few of these matches, so, you know, maybe Shinsuke Nakamura will beat Seth Rollins, or maybe The Bar will beat AOP. Nope. Clean sweep by Raw. We'll find out why on SmackDown, but my theory remains that all of this is being done. I mentioned this yesterday. As a fan, why should I care about Survivor Series? What's on the line for any of the wrestlers? There's no Royal Rumble spots. There's not even a trophy this year. Like, we're just supposed to cheer one side over the other? Is that what I'm supposed to care about as a fan? This whole thing is all about Stephanie and Shane McMahon. Stephanie is going to go on TV tonight. She's going to brag that they won all the matches. Shane's going to go on SmackDown tomorrow. He's going to be furious that he was humiliated and his sister's bragging about it. That, I'm sure, will probably be his heel turn. He'll take it out on the whole roster. We'll have another 3 months of mega heat. It's going to be heat, 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 heat on SmackDown. We're going to have heat, heat, heat on Raw. We got Nia Jax as the top contender for Ronda's title. We got whatever they're going to be doing with Braun Strowman and Brock Lesnar. I guess Braun's got to get through Corbin first, so who knows what they'll do with that. I liked Survivor Series. That was a very good show. Thought the main event was great. Thought the semi-main was great. Thought the Raw 5-on-5 was really good. Thought the Cruiserweight match was great. Thought the LP match was, well, this finish was terrible, but Seth Rollins, Shinsuke Nakamura, I thought was one of the better Nakamura matches on the main roster. I liked the show. I'm just not super confident where they're going tonight. Mike, what'd you think?
I'm ready to turn the page on the weekend. I really am. It was some bad WWE tropes, you know, just the McMahons and storyline, heat for heat's sake, bad comedy. On top of it, bad toilet comedy. You know, dudes, moves being done that probably shouldn't be done. And I don't want to sound like a bitter old man or anything, because the reality is the show ran and flowed very smooth in a lot of ways. And like you said, the matches, some of the matches were very good when you take the endings out of them or you take certain things out of them. Some of them were very good. And the last two certainly saved the day, because I don't know how you could name, you know, give the show a thumbs down when you had Ronda and Charlotte go after each other in the way that they did, which now, you know, if you're a hardcore Becky Lynch supporter and only like Becky Lynch, be prepared that the door is now very much open to having Charlotte work her way in there, and we could still end up with that Ronda Rousey Charlotte main event at WrestleMania. And you know what? That wouldn't be a bad thing at all. Okay. As well as, sorry, my son's just busting through the door here. It's report card day. There's going to be comeuppance. But the main event of Brock Lesnar and Daniel Bryan, which Daniel Bryan has said in the past, I think it may have been in the book. I know he's definitely said it. It's been reported that he knows how to have the match with Brock Lesnar. Boy, did he have a great match with Brock Lesnar last night. How that thing was built up. You do have to chuck your brain on, you know, the fact that it would have worked a lot better off with Daniel Bryan being a babyface in that situation. But that's a story for another time. That's over with now. We have to turn the page and go forward with that one, too, and we'll see what they do on SmackDown. But he really did have the key for it, and I don't know how you could give this show a thumbs down when you have a match like that at the end of it.
Enzo Amore was there. Got kicked out in the middle of the very beginning of the Bar versus AOP. He lurking around in the front row in a hoodie on, and he had a wig on for a while there, and he jumped up and made a scene. He was tackled. He was kicked out of the Staples Center. And I don't know if you're aware of this.
Old WWE shirt.
I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but tonight is the night. It wasn't yesterday. Tonight is the night that Enzo Amore is making his big rap debut, Whiskey A Go-Go. I'm actually plugging this. There's a reason for that.
Why?
I'm going to tell you. He's got a show at Whiskey A Go-Go coming up tonight. It's in West Hollywood. It's a 30-minute drive from the Staples Center. So you know like the whole deal here. He wanted to get publicity last night so that people would be talking about him like we are in the show today and then direct people to his comedy show. However, I don't know if he's actually this stupid or if I'm just presuming this because of all of this, but he booked the show for 11:30 on Monday night. I guess presuming that Raw is over at 11, I'll book my show at 11:30. Everybody will go from the Staples Center to Raw. What he's missing out on is we're on the West Coast. Raw's over at 8. So I guess he's thinking, well, everyone's going to watch 3 hours of Raw. Then they're going to get in their car. They're going to drive to West Hollywood. They're going to sit around for 3 hours and then watch my show. Either that or he forgot that he was on the West Coast. One way or the other, we'll see how many people show up for his rap debut tonight. And I cannot wait for the reviews tomorrow.
I cannot believe that we just actually gave him a platform to pump this thing. I thought the direction you were going to go in is you were going to give the address and the location, because if anybody wanted to go out there and disrupt that show in the same way that he disrupted the show last night, go ahead and do that. Because here's why.
From the Staples Center to West Hollywood 3 hours later. It's ridiculous. What did he do 11:30 for? What a numbskull.
Because it's Hollywood, and it's a show that, like, I mean, people are going to do other things. And look, he may not even take the stage till God knows when. I mean, I think your knowledge of the concert scene and the club scene, especially in Los Angeles, and when shows get started and when the party goes to, may be a little bit skewed.
No.
Okay.
No.
Gotcha.
No.
Fair enough.
Let me ask you a question, Mike. Okay. If who do you like on Raw and SmackDown? You like Ziggler?
Sure.
Okay, you like Ziggler?
Is that what we're going on? Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
So if they were doing a show in wherever you live, Delaware, if they were doing a Raw show and Raw show ended at 11, and Ziggler did his comedy deal at 11:30, like you drive over there, right?
I guess. Yeah.
Okay. So if Ziggler booked it for 2:00 in the morning on a Monday, are you going to go out there and hang out for 3 hours waiting for him to do his deal?
I'd find something to do in that time, but, I mean, you're asking the wrong guy if he would show up somewhere at 2 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, I probably would. You never know. But, I think you are – how many people does the Go-Go hold? You know, I mean, look, you're not – he's trying to draw from a bunch of different crowds at the same time, too, because he's got this – wants to be his burgeoning hip-hop career. I'm sure he's got this burgeoning acting career. He's trying to touch a lot of different things, and he's just trying to drum up interest. I just think you are, as far as the time goes and everything, I think you are overthinking that and just giving him any credit at all or any, the fact that we've talked about him this long, I mean, he might as well be paying us right now. And I think that's pathetic.
Well, too bad, because I got a million texts about him here, so we got to talk about it.
It's good.
This person has two questions about what happened last night. He wants to know if the person that tackled Enzo was a male or a female, and if he got to take home his commemorative chair.
What?
Well, the answer is he didn't get to take home his commemorative chair. And the security guard who tackled him, I believe, was in fact the same female security guard that tried to prevent Gronk from getting into the ring at the, what was it, WrestleMania a couple of years ago? So she's a badass.
Yeah, so she should have let him keep the chair via enema.
Somebody had texted me that he got tackled, and I tweeted it out, and then some other dingbat on Twitter goes, he wasn't tackled. And then, like, an hour later, there's a video, and she tackled the hell out of this guy.
Took him down.
Dragged his ass out of there, and that was it. He did not take his chair home. Although there was a fan who was apparently injured, And apparently they gave her an ice pack. She went back to her seat. She was fine. And also, since we were talking about it yesterday, in that opener where all those guys were doing all their crazy stuff, and I guess Kalisto went down holding his knee, and they replaced him with Grand Metalik. It's fake. They just wanted to get Grand Metalik in there for a while. So
I'm fine with that.
Nobody heard in that 10-on-10 Survivor Series tag team elimination match with 20 people there in the ring.
I tell you what, we're a very litigious society, but some of the softest touches have been and will always be wrestling fans for swag.
All right, so we're going to head to a break. When we come back, we got a lot to get into. Calls, texts, and more. Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. I'm going to go to the phones in a moment. A couple things here first. T here on Twitter says, I was sitting near Enzo. You can see him make his entrance at 4316, doing a wide shot of Seth and Nakamura. He can also see everyone looking at him because he was moving robotically and slurring his words. The guy he sat next to, who clearly was there with him, looked like an extra from the set of Kids, a ratty t-shirt, pink hair, torn jeans. He showed up at the beginning of the main show. I remember thinking, how did this guy afford this seat? He left promptly after Enzo got kicked out. Had no idea it was him at all. I looked right into his face as he passed me. That's a weird situation. That's a weird dude. This person here is defending Coach. He says, Coach did a really good job on the pre-show last night. Who cares if he said something you don't agree with? You only acknowledge the announcers when they say something bad and it's really annoying. Well, stop listening to the show then. Because number one, in fact, I do put over the announcers when they do a good job. It wasn't that Coach said something that I didn't agree with. Coach said something stupid. He said that Nia punched Becky in the face and it was a punch that, quote, actually connected. Okay? In wrestling, they're supposed to all be connecting. It's not fake. And Nia really punched her. If you say that and you're an announcer, you're an idiot and you suck. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, what's going on? It's Jack from DC.
Yes, Jack.
I really like Survivor Series overall. But I mean, I have two issues that, you know, kept it from being a great show, and they each had to do with the men's and women's 5-on-5. The men's had cool spots, but I'm getting a little sick of the whole, you know, attack Braun Strowman, put him through a table, and, you know, he'll emerge at the end of the match. It seems like it happens way too often to be cool anymore. I don't know, the women's 5-on-5, you know, the whole Nia thing, completely irregardless of what happened with Becky Lynch. I look at Nia and like, I don't understand why, you know, they're overlooking these issues. Because, I mean, there's nothing about Nia that seems to me like great. I mean, like, she's not great on the mic. She's not great in the ring. She doesn't have great charisma. And if she's trying to be like the Braun Strowman of the women's division, like, at least Braun Strowman moves fast. Like, Nia just looks like she's kind of big and out of shape the way she lumbers around the ring. I don't know. Do you guys see something that I'm missing? Like,
no.
Is there something that, you know...
She's related to The Rock.
Well,
look,
I mean...
She has a unique look, and they need all sorts of body types and shapes, so you do want that, whether it be someone like her, a Jazzy Gabbert, both. You know, there's lots of people out there. And
bring in Viper.
Viper, I mean, so, you know, yeah, I mean, there's a reason that she's there because she's the one they chose. And, hey, she's related to The Rock. And they can hang on. She did modeling and this and that, so she checks off a couple boxes that way. But, no, I mean, with the fact that she has banged around so many people and the fact that there's better women on that. Look at Naomi, for heaven's sakes. Look at Naomi last night just taking an L and rolling out of there and being nothing again. And it's like, man, that's the best you can come up with for her. And I know she had a run, you know, but that was a long time ago. Can we recycle her back since you keep recycling back people that maybe don't deserve as much opportunity as somebody else? And I just want to touch on something you said at first about, you know, the fact that they took something and beat it into the ground. That's what they do. It's like R-Truth last night. I like a healthy dose of R-Truth. I could even handle more R-Truth on SmackDown in some way. He didn't have to play a part in, like, so many parts of those skits. Why couldn't one of those promos have been semi-serious? Like, why SmackDown didn't need one? Why did Raw need him at the end for the gag comic relief and we're going to, you know, skip away, exit stage left, you know, the entertainment ends? It's just, it's way, way too much, but that is what they do.
All right, here's the deal with Strowman. Over, all right? And it's going to get some heat, but I don't care. Braun Strowman's not very good. He's competent in doing, like, hardcore matches where you hit people with stuff, short stuff. I mean, he's not a great worker. And so when he's going to be in a match, let's see how long that match was last night. That men's Survivor Series match was 24 minutes long. You put Braun Strowman in there doing spots for 24 minutes, it's going to be a nightmare. So that's why in virtually all of these long matches, he gets put through the table and he lays around for a while. And then he comes back at the end. Because what do people want to see out of Braun Strowman? They want to see him run wild and destroy people. Nobody wants to see Braun Strowman selling for 18 minutes. So it's easier to lay him out outside the ring, have everybody else do all the work, and then he comes back and runs wild. If you look at what they're doing on Raw, they're very clearly building up Drew McIntyre for a very, very top spot. They've got Brock Lesnar there right now. And I guess we'll see who else they start to build up there. Maybe Lars Sullivan's going to end up there. I don't know. But the point of this is, I mean, it's pretty clear to me that the reason that these other guys are getting opportunities on Raw is because they don't see Braun Strowman as being the guy to replace Roman Reigns. Because he's not a complete worker like Roman Reigns and some of these other guys are. He's not as good a worker as Drew McIntyre by a long shot. He's not as good a talker as Drew McIntyre. I mean, he's a very competent, very fun, big gimmick wrestler, but that's all he is right now. And he's also hurting.
I was going to say, he ain't getting any more limber, and that's another thing that Drew has on him. And also, you see those two eye off? You see how close they are together? That is more than sufficient. There was a reason Drew McIntyre was there in the first place. In this incarnation, he's got the ability to be something else. And when you can talk negatively about WWE, but what they have in the talent bin, when you look at AJ Styles and Daniel Bryan and guys like that, but then you look at Seth Rollins and Drew McIntyre for the next several years, you know, if taken care of correctly, you know, who knows? They may not make Cena and Orton level, but you know what? At least you have something to hook your wagon to as you move forward.
I love people that think I'm an idiot. First is, I'm not sure how Brian didn't understand how Ronda got booed last night. Her town applies to MMA. Wrestling fans are not going to cheer her over anyone with credibility. Her feuds before Becky were against fail-proof opponents anyone could get cheered against. Combine that with her odd promos about millennials and getting owned by Becky, the backlash for Ronda has been cooking for a while. It's one of those people I've been talking about. Ronda's been in L.A. She was never booed in L.A. before. Ever. So this is not like, well, the first time she shows up in L.A., like, it's her MMA town. It's not a wrestling town. She's been cheered every single place that she's gone for WWE. Now, you might be right about the millennial speech that she gave on Monday. That thing was bizarre. And referring to Becky as a millennial man, I mean, you're essentially targeting a fool. But the thing you got to remember is this. Millennials are not WWE's target audience. There are not a ton of millennials watching Raw right now. There's a ton of 50-plus-year-old men. So I'm sure that's probably part of it. I don't know if that's all of it. It could have also been, as someone else pointed out, in the eyes of a lot of fans, SmackDown is the babyface brand, and Raw is the heel brand. And going into that Ronda Rousey match, SmackDown lost and lost and lost and lost and lost. And Ronda comes out. She's representing Raw against the woman who was replacing Becky Lynch. I mean, Becky was like the biggest star on the show, even though she wasn't there. And she got booed. Like, this happens all the time. Let's wait until the next time she shows up on Raw, which I don't think is going to be tonight. We'll find out if she's booed out of the building. Or we'll find out if this was just an aberration, which we see all the time, depending on time and situation and city. In WWE.
Really overthinking it, in my opinion. WWE has conditioned fans. You talk about heat. When things happen, you cheer for when things happen, whether an entrance happens, whether guys start doing moves, you know, whatever it is. That's the way they have their fans conditioned. And Charlotte has been a babyface. Becky Lynch, despite what they wanted you to believe, has been the biggest babyface that they've had. Ronda Rousey, I mean, it's just I just think it's a matter of, like, they reacted to something, and not only did they react to something, they reacted to somebody who's done this as a babyface, who's working on behalf of another babyface who might be the biggest one in all of wrestling right now, beating up somebody in something that they didn't see coming, which got a reaction. I think it may be a little bit too overdone, although I think there is something to wrestling fans tend to, whether it's the Mayweather thing or anything else, granted, sometimes they've made people who should be natural heels or who are natural heels, they've tried to make them into baby faces. But yeah, I can see that the four horsewomen from MMA, them playing that angle against, you know, the wrestling fans, I can see them absolutely going in that direction. And I don't think that's the worst thing in the world.
Chris in Vegas, you're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian, I could take up a whole segment talking, but I'll try not to. Watching the match last night, I don't know if you picked up on it because you and Dave were talking last night, but she kept trying to lock on that arm bar. And Ronda, when the final time she tried to lock in, she didn't get it. The crowd turned on her. And to me at home, just watching it and the friends I was watching with, we saw Ronda as weak because she's supposed to be this MMA fighter. And while she's in pro wrestling, to me, she should be knocking people out and putting arm bars and submitting them. And while Shiara is very athletic and she's very tough, I found her as weak. Another thing about the show, you said Braun Strowman. Braun Strowman, do we not forget about Ryback? Ryback was pushed and won a million matches in a row.
I didn't forget
about him. And he was a star. And he wasn't, like, overly talented or anything like that. They could do the same thing with Braun Strowman, because when Braun's in there, I want to watch him kill people. He goes in there, 5 minutes, he kills, he wins.
You're right. But, Chris, hold on a second. Hold on, Chris. Wait, you think that Ryback could have carried the company as, like, the top Hulk Hogan, John Cena kind of guy?
Not necessarily. But tell
exactly.
me the crowd that's wasn't what with
that,
them.
That's
the
all I'm saying
what?
About Braun Strowman. All
that
I'm
was,
saying
like,
about
the largest? Okay.
Well, I want to thank you for the call. We got to go. All I'm saying about Braun Strowman is, like, he can be a great guy. He's a lot of fun. He's just not a great worker to carry the company. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055. Text JOIN to 44055.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's do one more call, then it's text message time. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, this is Philip from California. I attended TakeOver and Survivor Series weekend shows last night. And I had to say, like, my opinion-wise of the booing of Ronda at the end, I don't know if it has to do with something I was noticing another crowd chant doing, because, like, I remember going the night before, and people who were starting CM Punk chants, they were getting booed out so that it wouldn't be taking place. I remember after Rana got booed, like, people were doing different, like, I think I thought it was, like, playfully booed for a bit, but then I know, like, some fans were trying to start the Nana Nana chant toward her, and even I thought that was wrong, and then I heard, like, loud boos there for that, so I don't know if they were doing those to try to die, kill that, the Nana Nana chant, if that was probably one of the things we were hearing, or...
I don't know.
As one explanation.
Well, hey, we'll find out if she shows up on... I don't even know if she's going to be on Raw tonight. I mean, we'd know a lot more if he showed up on Raw and got booed or cheered, but we may have to wait next week or whenever.
And another thing, like my favorite match, I think, of that night on Saturday would have been, like I said on Friday, like the one I was looking least forward to was Ciampa and Dream, but that was like the best match I saw that night, and I was like, really, like, in my section, I was adamant towards Ciampa, and everybody else was for Dream, and it was, like, really an emotional thing, like, at times I thought Dream was going to win, and I was just wondering what you guys thought, as in rating-wise, because when I was looking, after it was over, like, from crowd perspective and what I was watching, I felt like that was, like, a five-star match. I was just wondering what you guys, rating-wise, of the match.
Well, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know what I'd give for a rating. I have to think about it, but I do know that, like, three best matches I saw this weekend were the Velveteen Dream match, the Ronda Rousey match, and the Brock Daniel Bryan match. And of those three, I mean, if you want to just take into account, like, how the crowd reacted to the match itself, I mean, the best match of the weekend was Velveteen Dream. They were going insane for that match. Like, the heat was great for the Ronda match. The heat was great for the Daniel Bryan match. People were on their feet for the Daniel Bryan match, but nothing this weekend got the reactions that the Velveteen Dream match got with Ciampa. Which, going in, I just thought, and literally, like, for the first half of the match, I was watching it going, nah, it's all right. This match is fine. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, Ciampa looks good. Velveteen Dream looks fine. It's just like a match. It's in the middle of the show. And then all of a sudden, it was like one of the better NXT matches of the year in a year that's had some great NXT matches. So, yeah, if you've not seen that, go watch it.
Yeah, I mean, it was excellent. And Aleister Black and Johnny Gargano was, too. I mean, that if you want to throw that one into the mix, I don't think anybody can really disagree with you too much there either. You know, I think the War Games suffered from being a little bit, you know, again, it was too overwrought. It was too overdramatic. It was too much and too long. It was really good, but it was still a little bit too much. Where I didn't feel that with Ciampa and Dream, especially. I mean, I thought that was just about perfect. And really, and it's nothing against Velveteen Dream, but it really just shows you where Tommaso Ciampa's at. You know, at this point in his career and what he's got the ability to do. And you know, talked about like McIntyre and Rollins and other guys on the main roster. You know, you got Owens sitting there hurt. He's going to come back, you know, ready, refreshed, and new. Same thing with Sami Zayn. There's a couple people like that. And then when you look down there and you still got guys like Ciampa and you've got guys like Gargano, and the fact that you can continue to tell their story the same way that Owens and Zayn have told their story, you know, for a couple of years on WWE programming, God forbid, you know, hopefully they both stay in one piece. I mean, again, there are a lot of positives to WWE, even though we talk about a lot of the negatives.
This person here says, Brian, you are right. My girlfriend only watches wrestling on the pay-per-view. She laughed at the commentary, thought it was horrible, and laughed at Coach's comment. Yeah, because it was a stupid comment. It's ridiculous.
Well, that's just their commentary. You know, you just got to hope that Renee and Graves are good and Cole, and they're not, you know, they're just solid. That's all you can hope for. Everybody else, whether it's Booker or Otunga or whatever, it's all shtick, and you know what you're going to get.
Per says, I can't believe how many people think that Nia hitting Becky is a work, how many people think Enzo is a work, and Ronda being mad when she was leaving is a work. Well, obviously, Nia hitting Becky was real. The Enzo thing was definitely real. The cops were involved. And I don't think that Ronda was mad when she was leaving, but I think we'll have more about Ronda in the next couple of days.
I'm sure she wasn't happy. You know, you're supposed to be selling. You think you're going to get, hopefully, get some sympathy from there, from people that are just seeing you beaten and bloodied and dragging your carcass out of there. And you got dudes like not-nying you. I can see, I could see maybe that working her nerves if we are to believe what we saw with her MMA career and how she would respond to some things and perceive slights sometimes.
Where says WWE has to see how great a heel she'd be after last night. She told some guy in the crowd, "You're not a man." Was visibly upset, seething at the chance the crowd was making. She's an okay babyface, could be an awesome heel. Yes.
Yeah.
She could be the best heel they've got.
And she will be one day. I can guarantee that to you. She will be. Why, you know, she's just, of course she will. If she's there for long enough, she absolutely will be. So we'll see what the reaction is to her then, you know, as well, considering that they have a knack for getting the reactions that they don't want.
This person here says, do you think the Goldberg push would work with Braun? No, it's too late. He's already lost. Goldberg never lost. He didn't come in having any losses. The Goldberg push might be able to work for Lars Sullivan on the main roster, but you've got to start with someone who's never been beaten and go from there. It worked for Asuka. Everybody, look at how over Asuka was before she lost. Look at Asuka after she lost. It's night and day.
Becky
Lynch. And to them, oh, you just can't. Like, we don't understand how to book someone undefeated. They've got to lose. Everybody's got to lose. Yeah, everybody's got to lose if you want to make sure no one's over. It's
got that.
Look where Ronda is right now. She's never lost. Keep an eye on Ronda after she does that first job. I mean, they're going to protect her more than most, but it's just...
Well, the whole thing with what they booked with Becky Lynch, it's like, so you're telling me you booked her to win all of these matches, and obviously all they thought about was the heat at the end of the thing, but like, you know, for anybody that was surprised that people were getting behind her, it's like, you know what? Some people like to be behind a winner. And when it's like everything's 50-50 like that, like sometimes things stand out. People can complain about the Patriots and teams like that, but like those sorts of dynasties, they give you something to shoot for. They give you something to root for. They give you something to root against as well, too. But like, you know, it's okay to win.
Persier says, which is worse, Stryker's table comment or Coach's punch comment? Well, they're both stupid, but Coach's is more stupid.
Well, look, Schiavone had a lot of these back in the day, too, when it came to weapons matches and stuff like that.
Stryker's comment that he was lucky he went through the table because it broke his fall, okay? That's stupid, but at least, like, all you're doing is saying that a table broke a guy's fall in a real fight, okay?
Yeah, from hitting concrete.
Coach saying that this punch actually connected is exposing that everything in wrestling is fake. So his is a much, much dumber comment.
On a pre-show that we are told, you know, so nothing matters on a pre-show that doesn't matter anyway, which also, let me just rewind to that for a moment. I'm thinking yesterday as we're doing this, man, that would have been a good time for Dash and Dawson to get the win. You know, it's a win over the Usos. They get to survive. That's pretty cool. They could use that. The tag division could use that. Great. And then the Usos won. It's like, well, okay, I guess, I don't know, Lifetime Achievement Award. You want to give something to the Usos. Let's see what you do later on. But to find out that they had a storyline plan that I guess somebody wasn't clued into on the pre-show, how WCW is that? How stupid is that? So you had to have your main announcer then go on the main show and go, what happened on the pre-show doesn't matter. Oh, that Usos thing that we could have easily given to Raw? Yeah, well, we screwed that up. We can't say that, but just ignore that. That didn't happen. What? Come on, dudes, please.
Person says, I can't believe Mike Chioda didn't know to get out of the way of an F5 in a Lesnar match.
Well,
they also mentioned he'd been a ref for 30 years.
Hey, look, things happen fast in that ring. You've been in that ring?
He was standing in the wrong spot like an idiot.
Come on. No, the right spot.
This person here says, based on the reaction to the Rousey and Charlotte post-match angle, you want to say this generation of wrestling fans is the best ever again, Brian? They crapped all over a great match, great post-match angle, sympathetic babyface for no reason. All this generation of fans wants to do is hijack the show. Dude, you couldn't be more wrong. They reacted exactly how they've been trained to react by WWE. Yeah. The only thing in the land of WWE that gets over is heat and heel turns and everything else. And they gave those fans a big-time heat heel turn angle, and the fans loved it. It's not the fans trying to hijack the show. The fans, dude, do you ever watch like old Crockett shows where the horsemen are supposed to be the main heels in the entire territory? They're being cheered by everybody. Like the fans throughout history have chosen who they want to cheer and boo. It's not hijacking the show. Enzo tried to hijack the show. Deciding that you like the SmackDown woman better than the Raw woman on a show designed to be Raw versus SmackDown, on a show where literally the only thing on the line is nothing. Like, it's all about whether you want to cheer Raw or SmackDown, basically, because there ain't no trophy or anything. The fans have every right to choose who they like in that match and to choose who they want to cheer. Not to mention, Charlotte was a babyface going into that match.
Yeah.
She turned on Ronda Rousey. Like, you're shocked that she might have got cheered? This has nothing to do with the fans. That's to do with the company. The company doesn't know how to make a babyface. They absolutely have no idea how to make a babyface. The only thing they know how to do is create heat. They created heat last night. The fans reacted to it.
Why? How did she turn on Ronda Rousey? Because she used weapons. Every babyface uses weapons. In fact, we talked about Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns, whose feud revolved around vehicular homicide. Like, it's just everything is so out of whack. And this is wrestling as it stands right now on the WWE level. It is. But that's why, like, I wanted to kind of start fresh today, because so much happened this weekend that was like that just kept weighing heavy in the back of my mind, where it's like it did take away some of my enjoyment out of some really good stuff this weekend. So it's just, it's frustrating, but that's how they have people. That's how they have them trained.
Person says, I attended War Games on Saturday. The show was amazing live. Obviously, everybody was over. Velveteen was getting the biggest pops of the night, followed closely by Becky during the Marine 6 commercial.
Well, NXT, the one that's booked most like an old pro wrestling show. It's like, you know what? That some of that pro wrestling and some of that sports, boy, that stuff actually still matters. Actually making people care still matters.
Bert says, most people booing Ronda were millennials. Charlotte was a vassal of the man and was the underdog. And on top of that, the crowd was pro SmackDown, and SmackDown was down 0-4. Yeah, it was a perfect storm last night. That's why I said, let's wait till she shows up on Raw again and find out if everybody boos her. Or if what I expect to happen happens, they cheer her.
Is this only a pet peeve of mine? Like, they weren't down 0-4. They were down 4-0. It's like people say, what's the score? Well, it's 7-38. No, it's 38-7!
Yes, you're the only one that cares about that.
Sorry.
I'd like to mention that Asuka is still really over despite losing a lot lately. She's pretty much the new Becky Lynch. Actually, she's not, but she is more popular than she should be, given what they do with her. I've seen several reviewers say last night was basically her 2018 Becky Money in the Bank moment in terms of getting the crowd behind her. I disagree with all of those reviewers. It was fine. Nobody in that match got over. Bert says, I don't like the men's Survivor Series match. To me, it repeated too many moments from last year's, the only major change being Braun tying Roman for most eliminations in a Survivor Series match, which wasn't even pointed out since they decided to focus on Baron getting heat. Mm-hmm. And the announcers suck. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables
schools, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Got a couple of things I got to get into here. First off, so apparently the Lars Sullivan video package that aired yesterday, we were talking about in the show and then it aired on the main show. I guess they created that video package and it was scheduled to air at the TLC show. And I guess Vince saw it and said, "God damn, get that on today." Well, there you go. That's number one. Number two, the double pinfall in War Games, where it was Pete Dunne and Ricochet both pinning Adam Cole. There is a storyline there that will lead to the next takeover, and given who has what belts, you can probably figure it out. I won't give you too many spoilers, but that's that. And finally, this person here made a very, very good point. The fans cheered Becky when she became a total badass. The fans cheered Charlotte last night because she snapped and became a total badass. When you have a show like Raw and SmackDown, where it's just a bunch of cartoon characters with a bunch of wooden dialogue and comedy up and down the show, then yeah, when you have people that snap and become badasses, guess what? They get over with the crowd.
Helps.
That's not because the crowd is a bad crowd or bad fans or anything like that.
Bizarro world.
What the hell do you expect the fans to do?
They've been raucous all night.
They don't go to pro wrestling to see sports entertainment. They don't go to pro wrestling to watch a cartoon. They go to pro wrestling because at its core, pro wrestling is men and women getting mad at each other and getting in a fight.
For money.
So that's a very good point right there about why the fans may have reacted the way they did last night.
Man, yeah, if you treat wrestling like wrestling, never mind.
All right, we're out of here, everybody. We're going to wrap it up. We'll be back later on tonight. Myself and Dave Meltzer covering Raw. And tomorrow, Brian, Vinny, and Craig show, Retro Raw Nitro 19 years ago this week. Lots of stuff coming up this week. We've got to pack a lot of it into a few days because no show on Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. Go out there and enjoy it with your family. But we're back tomorrow with more. Thanks, Mike, as always, callers and listeners, everybody in the studio, Dom and his new cable. Talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.